The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Very rarely does my husband DJ Automatic shock me, but something happened recently. And Anthony, you weren't even there. It involves you. I want to tell you about it now. Welcome to Tuesday. The Dana Cortez Show is on. I'm Dana Cortez.
I'm not that boring. DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So we are traveling for a radio conference. We have this big event happening in Chicago in August.
Oh, yes.
And Otto is booking hotel for all of us.
And flights.
And flights and everything. He's taking care of all that. And he calls the hotel because we got a discount because we're doing a convention. You know, he's like, shoot, I'm saving my $40. $40 a night, that adds up.
When you're buying two rooms in Chicago, downtown Chicago, yes.
The woman just thought Automatic was the cutest. He was being sweet and he was being very charming.
I'm sweet talking her.
I think I know where this is going.
Okay. And then she says, so for your company, Anthony A, of course, she said your Christian last name, would you like him near you? And Automatic says, he's a grown man. We don't got to hold hands.
Oh.
He ain't got to be near us. Put him on another floor.
Well, I feel like this is okay. Let me explain.
I thought she was going to ask if we were together.
Oh, no. No.
That's what I was waiting for, dude. You said you wouldn't date me?
No, I'm not saying I wouldn't date you. Of course
I'd
date you.
Obviously not, because
two news, one studio. But let me tell you something. You are with me and my wife a lot. So I felt like you probably want some space every once in a while. So I was like, you know what? Anthony doesn't want to stay next to us. And I think Anthony, he's taking a guest.
Why do you not want to stay next to us?
We did that at one hotel in Portland, Oregon. And then I still have flashbacks of hearing you guys have a fight about almond nuts. And who's almond nuts? Hey. Like the most married fight I've ever heard. I was traumatized from that.
Do you know why? Because Automatic doesn't like almonds, but he'll put the almonds in his mouth. He'll suck all the dark chocolate off and he'll spit the almond out.
And then I spit the almond out.
I know why. Is the reason that's I don't want to be next to you guys anymore in a hotel room. Thank you, Automatic,
for
that.
Anyway, you're on another floor and you have great views of the Chicago city.
Yeah.
So there you go. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
We'll start with National French Fry Day, y'all. I know.
Acting like it's no big deal that it's French Fry Day? French fries are one of the greatest inventions ever.
I'm conflicted, dude, because it's on Taco Tuesday.
Well, that's true. But you can eat tacos with air fried French fries and you don't have to feel bad about it.
Talk about it, man.
I've been air frying our fries for the last couple of weeks. Don't lie, they're good.
They're not as good, but they're
good.
Better for you.
We also have National Embrace Your Geekness Day, y'all.
Every day?
Every
day.
Certified geek in a room, DJ Automatic for sure.
I think fantasy football is the geekest thing that we do, Automatic.
For sure it is.
It's up there for me. I mean, I geek out pretty hard on DJing stuff. So.
Now that you guys are officially dating during Two Dudes One Studio, I don't know.
Hey, Skinny Dana, go tell Big Dana it's National Beans and Franks Day.
Thank you for that.
I never ate beans and franks except at friends' houses. And I remember one time, DJ Automatic, your mom.
My mom, that was like her specialty dish right there. That's all I ate growing up is beans and franks.
I've never had that. She made it for our daughter, Ava Matic. And I was thinking, I wonder if it's good. It was good. It tasted good.
I love it.
Bean and weenies, dude.
Yes. The poor person champion meal right there.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A recent study says the person who controls what you're streaming or watching in your household might be wanting to control the relationship. We're going to debate whether I am a controlling person. And you know what? You can figure out if you're the controlling person in a relationship because Automatic says I'm a remote control hog.
Well, you're a controlling person, period.
Because I want things done right.
Yeah.
But I'm not trying to make a relationship.
Okay, see, even that answer right there will further prove that you are a controlling person.
I am. I just admitted I'm a controlling person. But
she wants to control everything. My life, her daughter's lives, everything. She even would like to control your life, Anthony, but you put up some pretty good blocks.
Basically, this study says that there are some warning signs if the person you're with hogs the remote and wants to watch what they want and never lets you watch what you want to watch. First of all, let me tell you something, Anthony. Since you're over there trying to take Otto's side, you don't live with us. Every time he chooses something to watch, he falls asleep.
Every single time. Come on, dude.
Am I lying?
I've reached a point in my life where I fall asleep sitting up.
Oh,
10 minutes in.
That's annoying.
I hate to watch the sucky movie that he chose.
Man.
Okay.
You didn't want to watch How to Become a Tyrant? Who doesn't want to watch How to Become a Tyrant?
I watched it all. He watched one.
Automatic, get it to me because I do want to watch that. But I also have flashbacks from my childhood to my aunt who was babysitting me, and she fell asleep and left me watching Chucky all by myself.
No.
So I'm already siding with Dana after early
Thank
lead.
You.
Here we go.
So the number one sign that your partner is controlling is they want to control the money, which is I don't do.
Dana doesn't control any of the money because we let her do that early on in our marriage, and that turned out really, really poorly. So we had to pull those credit cards and cut off some access to the bank accounts.
So, see, I'm not controlling. I'm the kind of person that makes $5 and I'll spend $20. So I don't control the money. Okay.
Let's just say this. I'm on a first name basis with the Amazon guy, the UPS guy, and the postal service.
Every little bit of money I get, I'm on Amazon. What's on sale? Okay, number two. Your partner tells you what to wear. I do not tell you what to wear.
You buy him what to wear.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I was going to say, Anthony, does she tell me what to wear? No.
You demand what he wears. I think if it's important nights out, you have outfits picked from about 3 months before the event happens.
When you're getting ready, who do you ask, DJ Automatic, who do you ask, does this look okay?
Ava.
No, but...
Oh, your daughter!
Okay, who do you ask second?
I ask you second, but I ask Ava first because I feel like she'll be honest with me.
But I don't tell you what to wear.
You do, yes. Anyway. And wait, I'm just going to go ahead and move on to the next one because I found your little list. Your partner acts superior to you. I wonder who does that.
Acts.
She thinks she's superior.
It's not that,
she
does. It's reality.
You are a control freak. Jesus.
I don't act superior to you, but if you say something wrong, it's my duty to correct you and put you on the right track so that you don't go off and spew misinformation.
Okay, it gets worse. No,
you do say some dumb things automatically.
You do.
You know, your wife is needed.
I don't say dumb things. I say things that need to be said that other people won't say, okay? All right, here's another one that for sure shows that Dana is a very controlling person. She tries to tell me who I should talk to and be friends with.
That is not true.
Oh, that is very true.
The only time I ever did that is when we met and the guys you were DJing with were using you. And I'm going to say that, and they might be listening. I don't care. I didn't like it, and you realized it. You had that guy couch surfing. You were giving him money.
I wasn't giving him money.
Yes, you did. Those friends were using you.
I gave him money for CDs.
Twice.
Dude, and your wife lets you be friends with me, and I have a rat tail. Come on. Come on, dude.
I'm not controlling you. I love you, and I want what's best for you, and you can't be friends with people who were using you.
So at this point, I pretty much have no friends. And the last one, you guys get to enjoy every single day. She criticizes me with sarcasm, which you guys all get to laugh at me with.
Yes, that is very true.
It's the only way we'll stay number one.
I just realized where I went wrong. My dad never let anybody have the remote. Not my mom, not me, not anyone have the remote in our house besides him.
DJ Automatic, your parents are divorced.
What are you trying to say?
It's a good thing he's letting me control what we watch.
There we go.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Warren Buffett is explaining why he's giving 99.9% of his fortune away instead of leaving it to his children. As a parent who all I've ever wanted is to make sure my children live a better life than me. When I saw this article, I was like, oh my gosh, why would you give everything away instead of leaving it to your family? I've got that story coming up in case you missed it. DJ Automatic, you always kick this segment off. What do you have for the peeps?
So Virgin Galactic founder Richard Branson, he launched into space this past weekend aboard his Unity 22 rocket ship, becoming the first billionaire in space before Jeff Bezos, before Elon Musk. Branson and his crew traveled 53 miles up into space and then, of course, back. The trip, he said, was magical. So we watched it. And it was amazing to see the kids that were there at the actual launch site. They were so excited. They had so many great questions. I mean, commercial flights to space are real. They're here. It's now a thing.
It was also amazing that when he was in space and they achieved, what is it? There was no gravity.
Zero gravity.
Zero gravity. And they were floating. He was talking to children and saying, look, I had a dream when I was little. And now I'm experiencing that. This is a 20-year venture. This man has been working on this for 20 years. And just to inspire children that their dreams can come true as long as you work hard and you meet the right people and you network and you get that opportunity. Take it.
I feel like humans are stupid.
Why?
Anthony?
We just went to space and came back.
Yeah, we went to space, which we literally went to space, came back, means we went nowhere. And then literally there's a shortage of real pilots, but we're flying to space. Something about it just seems
idiotic.
Because
he's a billionaire. He didn't have nothing else to do.
Yeah, I mean, and if you got an extra 200 grand, you can go to space too. Okay, Anthony?
Oh my gosh. Would you guys go to space?
Oh, hell yeah. I would go.
Now that you saw it safely.
Now that
done,
I saw that and
go.
The way they're doing it, and then it's not like a rocket ship, because Elon Musk is
it's
doing
like a plane.
Yeah, Elon Musk is doing like a traditional rocket ship. I
and
wouldn't
we've
do
seen
that.
Them blow
he would
up
see those
like
blow
so
up all the time. The way he's doing is they're flying into space and then launching from the other plane.
No, it does look a lot safer. Anthony, what's your story?
In case you missed it, giant pandas are no longer endangered, y'all.
What? They did it. They Let's did it.
Panda.
Panda. They got it on after a decade of work. They are now up to 1,800, officials say, and that moves them from endangered species to now a vulnerable species. So, hey, they're out.
You know what? That's kind of amazing because you've seen how lazy those things are.
Well, it's no, hold on, Automatic. It's not that they're lazy. It's just that it's hard for them to breed with females, with the female panda only being able to become pregnant for 24 to 72 hours of each year.
But I also remember they are a little lazy because remember when the zookeepers had to put on a panda porn?
Yeah.
Because they were just laying around.
They actually went to further lengths to get this done. They actually went out and discovered a Latina panda.
Guaranteed to get pregnant
right away.
Right away. All right, so finally my story, in case you missed it. Warren Buffett is explaining why he's giving 99.9% of his fortune away instead of leaving it to his children. He says, after much observation of super wealthy families, here's my recommendation. Leave your kids enough so they can do anything, but not enough that they can do nothing.
Yes, sir.
He went on to say he's proud of his own adult children because they're pursuing philanthropic efforts, and they're all involved in helping
society. So they do
society.
A lot of charity work.
A lot of charity work. They're also extremely, you know, successful in their own right. He's donated so far an estimated $41 billion of his own wealth.
Damn.
He's worth about $100 billion. He'll be giving it all away to charities in America and throughout the world. But take that in. Kids have to have purpose. If you just give them everything, beginning with toys and everything, they don't have to work for it. They'll assume that that's the way the world works, and it's not. And I will say, Automatic, you and I have, we've been a little lax with our last little baby girl here because we decided we're not going to have any more babies because I've been having babies since I was 15. And I feel like we give her a lot.
No, you give her a lot.
You give her a lot, too.
I give her a lot because you do it.
Well, you guys are talking about, like, little materialistic things throughout her life, right?
But that,
like,
that's training. Those things, it's bad. But you have to work for the things you get.
But, like, not all of us can, like, Jeff, what he's leaving his family.
Warren Buffett.
Whatever he's leaving his family is a lot more than anybody could even fathom, right?
Even the 0.00001% he's leaving them, they each get, like, $2 billion each.
Like, are you... Damn.
In my brother's, in my family, me and my brother, they're going to give us, we're next up for the house. And I feel like property value for us everyday folk is something that you could pass down that is enough. You know, it gives you something to stand on.
I'm up next for, hey, thanks for being around.
Automatically. Right, I'm up next for nada.
But let me tell you something. I'm going to throw the flex of all flexes right here. My grandpa went to college with Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett, when I got out of high school, actually wrote a letter to Creighton University, and I was accepted.
Really?
Guess
then
what,
why didn't
though?
You go to Creighton?
I didn't have the grades.
Stupid.
Oh,
boo.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Very controversial write-up we're going to discuss. Grilling your food is bad.
What?
Time for hottest hashtags. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Mild Sauce.
We're the Dana Cortez Show. First hashtag, in an encouraging burst of hiring, the U.S. jobs report says America's employers have added 850,000 jobs in June.
Damn.
Well above the average of the three previous months, and a sign companies may be having an easier time finding enough workers to fill open jobs. Chances are, because all of these companies are increasing their wages, people are like, oh, I can make a living now? Yeah, I'll go work for you.
I'll go back to work, yeah.
Yeah, and then this is such great news. 14-year-old Zaila Avant-Garde is the first African-American national winner of the 2021 Scripps National Spelling Bee. Here's the word she spelled.
N-U-R-R-A-Y-A.
That is correct.
And there is your champ. The holder of three Guinness World Records and now the 2021 Scripps National Spelling Bee winner, Zaila Avant-Garde.
You heard the Guinness World Records, right?
Yes.
You know she plays basketball, right?
Yes.
She dribbles the most basketballs at one time. She's an incredible. Amazing basketball player. It makes her spelling look like nothing.
She's an athlete. She's a scholar. She, at her age, 14 years old, has already received 3 full ride scholarships to college.
Yeah, she might be a superhero.
She might be. Okay. Muraya, what is it? The word she spelled. What is it? Take a guess, DJ Automatic.
Muraya?
Muraya.
Come on, Daniel.
It's like a substance, like some kind of something from like periodic elements or something.
Hold on, Automatic. We and you are the has-been athletes. Dana Cortez, you're the has-been spelling bee champ. You won one, right?
It's a citrus tree.
Okay, give us a spelling.
I was way off.
Let's hear it right now, Dana. Spell it.
Muraya. Ooh, of course, I'm looking
that's
right
Murray.
At it. All right, and then finally, a writer for Food Insider, his name is Josh Barrow, is facing backlash after writing an article with the headline, "Admit It, Grilling is Bad." Key reasons, hot spots make food burn, harder to cook evenly, and he says your grill is disgusting. And that if you cooked on a pan that looked like your grill, nobody would eat at your house and everybody would say you're nasty.
What?
Sir, I just want you to know something, okay, Josh?
Did he get fired?
No, he didn't get fired.
He should be fired.
Our ancestors have been cooking over an open flame for literally millions of years. It tastes good. Shut up, man. Grilling is it's a life skill. And shout out to DJ Automatic. You've done some amazing grilling lately.
My grilling game is going, like, I got a new grill and nice. No more hot spots. A++, I'm telling you.
Josh needs to come over so you can show him what's what. All right, Anthony A, National Day.
You can't grill him, but we'll fry him. How about National French Fry Day, y'all?
Yummy.
Air fry.
We also have National Cow Appreciation Day.
Cow?
Yeah, cow appreciation.
Grill them.
Oh, Maddie. Hey, boo. You're right, Dana. All right, but we'll wrap it up on Embrace Your Geekness Day.
I'm a geek, but I think the geekiest thing I used to do was I used to run around my house on all fours and pretend I was a horse.
Wow.
And I would whinny. Do you want to hear me neigh?
Dana's a horse girl. She just admitted it.
I'm a horse girl.
She's the horse girl from elementary.
I used to read books about horses. Do you want to hear me neigh or not? Do you want to hear me whinny?
Let's hear it. Wow, that's kind of impressive.
I can't do it because I'm laughing.
I thought it was good.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
You both heard of a 5-finger discount, right?
Of course.
That means shoplifting.
Yes.
Take some for free. 2 women stole from Walmart. They got arrested. They stole, about $100,000 worth of merchandise.
What the fuck?
According to Mesa Police Department, Mary Garcia and Melinda Rodriguez were arrested and now face counts of organized retail theft, which is a felony. Walmart officials noticed multiple suspicious transactions involving the company's in-store scanning app. So Garcia and Rodriguez would scan merchandise with a smartphone and then they use a quick pay option and they wouldn't pay.
Nice. Oh.
And they just walk out. $100,000 later, they are facing this felony charge. They could be in prison 10 years. 10 years!
For something everybody almost does.
What? I have never stolen $100,000 worth of stuff.
I was going to say, that's when Movida goes wrong.
Man, yeah. For real though.
But everyone's hit the self-checkout though, right?
But I don't steal from there. They always have that little guy that's right there that's like hovering over you.
Yeah, but he's probably not doing a good job. Now we know these two.
You hit a little fake anyway. I don't want to get into details, but
please
don't,
Anthony.
You know what? I get it. They got to
pay. Karma's not worth your banana, okay? Just pay for your banana.
When it comes to divorces, custody can be a touchy subject, even when it comes to pets. Who gets a dog? Who gets a cat? But we can't treat them like a Honda Civic. So that's why prenups for pets are now a thing, ladies and gentlemen.
Prenuptial agreement for your pet is a thing.
It makes sense.
You got to iron out the what ifs before the I do's.
We do have close friends that fought over a dog. Dude, they went to court.
It's huge. In California and Illinois, it's already a law, and New York has a pending litigation towards it. But I think this is a big thing because I would not give my dog to anybody.
Wait, didn't you buy Metro with your ex? You and your ex?
Did.
She discovered him. I made all the purchases. So therefore, he was my dog.
So was there a dispute when you guys broke up?
Never that. There was a mutual understanding that he was my dog.
Okay.
So puppy brother belongs to me.
Did you allow her visitation?
Ah, hell no.
Prenups. Prenups. Pet nups.
All right, I got a question for both of y'all. All right, let's say you guys are worth $147 billion.
I might not be on the radio tomorrow if that was the case, automatic. All right.
What kind of house would you own if you had $147 billion in your bank account?
I think you know, automatic, that I would want to live in a high-rise penthouse, either in Manhattan or Manhattan.
Anthony, what kind of house would you have?
I wouldn't own a house. I'd own a small country.
An island. Yeah.
Well, Elon Musk is a little bit different. He's a little eccentric. The man who is worth $147 billion has a $50,000 prefab house that he's living in right now, and it is the only house that he has besides a house that he uses for parties in San Francisco. He doesn't live in that house, but he has parties sometimes in San Francisco. But the house that he lives in is a $50,000 prefab house. Prefab is a fancy term for trailer. Elon Musk lives in a trailer. Yes.
Elon Musk lives in a trailer? Are you kidding me?
On the SpaceX site. So he's working so hard at getting his rocket launched that he is living on site in a trailer. And he's worth $147 billion.
Hold on, automatic. Wait, Elon Musk is living in Austin, Texas now, right?
Right outside.
He's trying
Boca
to get
Chica.
That whole Southern experience. Living in a trailer, baby!
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Cardi B and husband Offset have been making headlines because they threw the most fabulous princess birthday party for their daughter Culture, but it wasn't a horse and buggy. It wasn't the elaborate castle they had made out of balloons that had her most excited. Wait till you hear this audio I'm going to play for you. Daily Dirt Time, the best gossip, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays first.
We got Cheech from Cheech and Chong celebrating his birthday. Patrick Stewart from my X-Men fans out there. We also have Harrison Ford, and we'll wrap it up on Rich the Kid celebrating his birthday.
All right, so Drake is dating Instagram model Johanna Leah. This is not a new relationship. The two have been together for over 3 months. I think it's serious. He rented out Dodger Stadium for an intimate dinner for two on the first baseline. She is the mom of Amari Bailey, who still has one more year in high school. Automatic Dillo investigating.
He's a top 10 prospect right now, but he's committed to UCLA.
Has he signed anything?
No, he's committed.
Drake shows this boy off more than his own son.
I know, it's true. He's at all the games. And he's.
Well, have you seen his mother?
Baby.
She is gorgeous. Johanna's picture is up at Dana Cortez Instagram. It's in my story.
Baby.
Now let's get a little serious. Automatic Anthony A., Kevin Gates, who I know you're both huge fan of his music. Automatic, you said he's just a great guy overall.
Both Anthony and I have interviewed him. To me, he's the most interesting guy I've ever interviewed.
Well, he's opening up about being molested as a young boy.
I grew up real, real violent and real aggressive. Not because I wanted to be, but I was molested when I was a child. So I had this fear of being vulnerable. So I took all every kind of martial arts you could take. And I even boxed. I did everything. And I wanted to be the toughest person on earth. But writing and making music was always an escape for me.
I realize that this is a very difficult topic to discuss. In fact, when we did earlier, automatic kind of cut me off. But I want to say something. If somebody is touching you inappropriately, tell. If it's happening in your house, tell somebody at school. Tell. And for parents out there, this does not just happen to little girls. It happens to little boys. The difference is that little boys don't talk about it. Allow your children to tell you what's happening to them. Talk to them about this subject. It's important.
I just want to say shout out to Kevin Gates for having the courage to actually come out and say this.
Yeah, it was interesting because he was talking to Mike Tyson about it. It was on Mike Tyson's podcast, and Mike Tyson went on to say, you know, the similar thing happened to him, and that's why he was raised with so much anger too.
And you know what's interesting is Kevin Gates said he'd never spoken about it his entire life until that podcast. So please talk to your kids about this subject, boys and girls. And then finally, Cardi B and husband Offset. You know they threw their daughter Culture the biggest princess birthday soiree ever. She said, I'm going to give my kids whatever I can. Everything they want in life. And she had a horse and carriage bring them out.
They had a matching pony dresses, show.
Pony show. They had a life-size castle made out of balloons. But that's not what impressed Cardi. This is what did.
Oh, snap. What is that? Is that a crab neck towel? This is a crab neck tower. Wow.
Crab legs.
Crab neck tower. Wow.
Check that video on my Instagram as well, at Dana Cortez. Back with more of the show less than 5 minutes from now.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I do love music facts, and that's what it's time for here. July 13th is the date. DJ Automatic, do we have any big birthdays today?
We do. It's Rich the Kid's birthday.
Hey, happy birthday.
Another birthday we got is Deborah Cox.
Beyonce put that song in a commercial very recently. I am a hag. And I love that song. And now I'll let you move forward.
And last birthday we have is the late, great MF Doom.
R.I.P. Happy birthday.
All right, we're going to start in 1985 today. The Live Aid concert takes place in Philadelphia and London. It's to raise money for hunger in Africa. They brought in humongous bands. They had 70 different bands that went on at the same time in, on the two different continents.
Wow.
Run-DMC was part of it. Queen was part of it. But the probably the hardest working person during this was Phil Collins, because he performed in London, then got an 8-hour flight and flew to Philadelphia and played in Philadelphia during this concert.
Phil Collins is one of my favorite musicians, and I'll never forget in The Hangover when Mike Tyson did his best impersonation of this man.
How did Phil Collins travel to all these destinations that he was performing at?
I don't know, Anthony. How did he travel?
Through the air?
No. In the air.
I was going to say it wasn't Coach. I promise you that.
Well, they raised $50 million for hunger in Africa.
Love it.
Next, we're going to 1999 when Gangstar releases a 35-song compilation called Full Clip, A Decade of Gangstar. Big L, rest in peace. The album went gold. It was, you know, it was just a compilation album. It did have three new singles, but in my opinion, Gangstar is still one of the greatest hip-hop groups of all time.
Well, I just read about it. It had a lot of, it was highly critically acclaimed.
And last, we're going to go to 2004 when The Roots released their sixth album, The Tipping Point. I love that song. It's one of my favorite songs from The Roots. It's one of my favorite songs, period. The album came out to mixed reviews, though. Phrenology was the album before it. Everybody loved that album. And then this one came out. It had a very different sound, a different feel to it. It sold 109,000 first week. I don't know that it ever went gold. And then a few years later is when they decided they were going to go work for Jimmy Fallon and just do the late night show.
The Roots, you know what it is? They have to grow. And sometimes those hardcore fans, they want you to stay the same. And they just decided to explore a different sound.
I like the album, but it did come out to mixed reviews.
And now Questlove and The Roots are syndicated all over the world. And I mean, it doesn't get any bigger than that.
Well, just one thing is when you're talking about most underrated MCs of all time, Black Thought is
for
definitely
sure.
in that conversation.
And the fact that he can sing, he can do an act, and he gets to showcase everything that he can do on Jimmy Fallon.
You're right, DJ Automatic.
Music Facts is brought to you by Capital One Bank. With no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts and an app that lets you bank anytime, anywhere, choosing Capital One is like the easiest decision in the history of decisions. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Capital One. NA member FDIC.
Music Facts with DJ Automatic. Catch it at this time every Monday through Friday. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Who gets a pet after a breakup? Whether it's a beloved golden retriever or a loathed boa constrictor, here's what you need to think about before deciding who gets custody of that pet after the breakup. I was talking to two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And earlier today, during a WTF story, I was going down what New York and California have in play. A new law, which is basically a pet prenup. DJ Automatic.
Which makes a lot of sense, because when you get into a relationship, you buy a pet together and then you break up, who gets the pet?
And it's tough because a pet is not really like a car, but then at the same time, it's not exactly a child.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just give it up. It's tricky. So here's what it comes down to. Who makes the pet's life more enriched? All right. Who can take it to the vet? You know, who has time to play with it? Who has time to clean up after it? Now, the one thing that you have to consider, though, is it a gift? If it's a gift, then the person who received the gift, the pet gift, then you automatically get the pet there. Now, this all sounds fun and dandy, right, DJ Automatic? But when you're in a breakup, people are petty.
Yeah.
People like to take things to the next level.
I like the way you said that.
Yeah. Petty. People might want to fight over the pet and say, no, I want this pet. But in those times of needs, you might need a pet counselor.
Okay.
All right. Automatic.
I'll tell you when I don't need a pet counselor.
What?
Yeah, so if you have a snake or a boa constrictor, you can have that. I don't want anything to do with that. Do you know what? As a matter of fact, if you have one of those, we wouldn't have dated in the first place.
You don't date girls with snakes?
Hell no. I don't want to look at a snake. That's gross.
They like cold-blooded animals. They got to have a cold heart, right?
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Well, if you have a snake, Automatic don't want it. But if you have trouble coming to a resolution after the breakup, hit myself, Anthony A, or DJ Automatic, and we will resolve it for you, because we are the pet relationship counselors going forward, DJ Automatic.
We're doing that from here on out?
Hey, dude, we are going to open up our services and settle all these disputes about who gets a pet.
So no more parents' court, now it's the pets' court.
At Anthony8400, at DJ Automatic, let us know. We'll help you decide who gets to keep the pooch. The Dana Cortez Show returns tomorrow. Y'all have a beautiful Tuesday. We love you.